like to call your attention to 2 Timothy, 4th chapter. And I'll read verses 1 through 3 and Romans 10, verses 14 through 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. 2 Timothy, beginning verse 1 of chapter 4. The Bible declares, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Romans 10 and 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The base of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. After such a masterful revival series of services, we heard the preaching, but did we get the message? We heard the preaching, but did we get the message? We don't own ourselves. We were bought with a price. And the Bible said that price was the precious blood of Jesus. When we think about this first Sunday, this Holy Communion, and what Jesus has done for us, it ought to give us a mind to really want to give God praise. We ought to have a mind this morning to thank God for another day's journey. We've been in revival all weekend, and I don't know, it don't seem like we've been revived. We sort of laid back. We done got so much, I don't know whether we're that tired or what it is, but when you've been in contact with God, you ought to be able to show some kind of sign. You ought to been excited about coming to the house of God this morning. Devotion should have been like popcorn. Everybody should have had a testimony. Everybody should have been trying to get their bid in. When you've been revived, then you get back off of that stool of do nothing and say, that's time for me to get back to work. I've been replenished. I've been restored. I've been forgiven. I've had some barriers to break in my life. Anybody get a breakthrough last week? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God has blessed you, you ought to act like you've been blessed. Hallelujah. I don't understand how God can bless us so and we just sit back on God like he still owes us something. I believe that's why God gave me this message. We heard the preaching, but did we get the message? Because if we got the message, we show some sign for ourselves. Not for nobody else, not to please nobody, not to entertain anybody, but just to let the Lord know that I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you watched over me all week long. I'm thankful that I was able to make it every night, and every night was a good night. I'm thankful there was a night when I may have had some sickness in my body, but the next day I feel a little bit better. Anybody got that testimony that you feel better than you did the other day? You feel better than you did yesterday? Every day with Jesus ought to be sweeter than the day before. We tend to act like God owes us something. But God has blessed us. God has blessed us. And I'm thankful for those blessings this morning to be back here on a first Sunday where we can break bread together. And as we remember God, Jesus' pain and suffering as he endured and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. If we were totally honest with ourselves, we could all say this morning, if the Lord doesn't do anything else for me, he's already done enough. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I'm not talking about your material things. I'm not talking about where you are in society, but just the mere fact that you are a child of God and the blood is running warm in your vein. The fact that Jesus has died for your sins and has made it possible that after death you will have life. If the Lord does not do anything else for me, he's already done enough. I heard a young man say not too many days ago, what kind of man is this? And he was talking about a man that were walking on two legs just like he and myself. But what kind of man is Jesus? A man that will lay down his life for his friend. We're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to be family. We are supposed to be loving one another and striving to be everything God would have us to be. We got the understanding that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We got the understanding that there's none of us perfect. There's something wrong with every one of us. But we also should have the understanding that we serve a merciful and a forgiving God that loves us. And how many of you know that all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus? And the Lord will come to your rescue. We've been blessed to be in his presence of holiness all week long. And his word and his spirit, it endowed us from on high. But I believe that because of what we received throughout the week, we ought to be ready to give God some praises. I wonder how many of you thank Jesus for the spirits that he has applied upon us. How many of you thank God this morning that the spirit of the Almighty God rest and abide in this household of worship. I can honestly say that God had something to say to me every night. Every night the man of God got up, there was something in that message just for me. You know how sometimes we listen to the word of God and we sort of pick out who he's talking to. But have you ever just took time out to say, no, he's talking to me? Have you ever found that in every message you can find yourself or something about yourself? Everything may not be about you, but you should be able to pull something out that's about you. And when you pull that thing out that's about you, don't just hold on to it, but take it and apply it and let it minister to your life. There's a reason why the words were said is because somebody needed a help from the Lord. Somebody needed to know that God had some instructions for them. We should not have a spirit of fear. We should have a spirit of love. We should have a spirit of trust. We should be able to trust God that he can do anything but fail. We ought to be able to have a praise that regardless to where we are, what we're going through, we ought to be able to say, I got an anyhow praise. I'm going to praise him despite of. I'm going to praise him no matter what my neighbor think about me. I'm going to praise him anyhow. How many of you are glad that you know that God is on your side and that the Lord woke you up this morning and started you on another day's journey? See, when I think about what God is doing and what God can do, it excites me because if it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, anybody know where you'd be right now? See, I thank God that I am where I am, but I'm where I am because of the Spirit and the mercies of God. Anybody know that God looked beyond your faults? Anybody acknowledge that you had some faults in your life? Something that wasn't quite pleasing in the sight of God? But God had such a love and such a compassionate spirit that he was able to look beyond that and bless you anyhow. When I think about the word of God, when I think about what God is yet doing in my life, I feel somewhat like Timothy this morning. I feel like I've got to take on the instructions and be obedient to the cause of Christ. When we look here at 2 Timothy, the Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. All of this powerful preaching that we've heard has come from men that have been charged to be ready to preach the word of God, to teach with sound doctrine, to not compromise the truth of the word of God. And those charges tells us that as he charges us by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that Jesus himself has took the place to be the judge. He is the one who judged the living and the dead at his appearing and in his kingdom. So we are not able, or we are not qualified to judge one another. We are not qualified to say what this woman has or what that man has and say that it's not of anything, because we don't know what the Lord has done in their lives. We got to understand that this same charge goes to every minister of the gospel. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. You got to be ready to preach even when it's not convenient for you. When you don't feel like it sometimes, you got to go on anyhow. When they don't want to hear what you got to say, you got to go on anyhow. You cannot compromise the word of God. For the Bible says a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, they want to satisfy their own desires. They want to satisfy the things that justify them doing what they want to do. You know how we have some folk, they can quote scriptures about what you can and cannot do. But when it comes to them, they have certain things that you can do and certain things that you cannot do. And we got some folk that when you preach the word of God, they want to hear it like they want to hear it. They don't want you to do what we say, get on your feet or step on your feet. A lot of folk don't like to have their toes stepped on. But the truth will find you wherever you are. It doesn't matter to me whether you like the fact that somebody stepped on your feet or not. If the shoe fits, somebody told me to wear it. Got a whole lot of us, a whole lot of us will have some things coming out and the shoe fit, but we act like it's not our shoe. That one not my size, I don't do that. That one not my size, I don't do that. But what about what you do do? You got to understand that we just don't just preach just to preach, but we preach because we have been sent by the Almighty God. And when God tells you to get up and say something, you cannot compromise what God has to say. Oh, I see the expressions on your faces sometimes when you don't like what's done been said. And I learned how to not be intimidated by your expression. See, what I understand is that whether you like it or not, the truth is going to be the truth. A lot of us, we ask a whole lot of questions, but you better be careful what you ask. Because if you're not ready for the answer, don't ask the question. Sometimes you think you're putting folk on the spot, you're going to put yourself on the spot. Because you better know that you know where you are with God. So many of us have that judgmental spirit, but the Bible says that we are not to judge one another. God will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. When the Lord God comes, he's going to make some changes in our life. When we look at this verse, there's going to come a time when we will not endure sound doctrine. Folk gonna do what they want to do. But the word is not gonna change. One thing about it is, if you study to show yourself approved, when the man or woman of God get up, if they're not in the Bible, you ought to know it. How do you know it? Because you read it for yourself. You're not going on what nobody told you. You done read it for yourself. How many have read that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life? How many of you read that there's somebody by Satan that is out to rob you, to steal all of your joy? He's out to divide you and to tear you all apart. He want to tear up your good thing. How many of you know you got to tell the devil where to get off at? We heard a whole lot of preaching, but I wonder, did we get the message? See, we got to understand this morning that you cannot preach unless the word of God is in your heart. You got to be called by the Almighty God. For the Bible say, how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? We hear a whole lot. And there are those of us, when we hear, "I heard," it gets our attention. You don't have to be talking about Jesus. Don't even have to be talking to that individual. I could be talking to Bobby Joe over here, and Richard can hear me say, "I heard," and Richard will tune in his bionic ear. What the rim can't hear, I want to hear what you heard. And we got to be careful about what you heard. Everything you hear is not the truth. But if you hear something about the Word of God, you can look in the Word of God. You can get back up from the Word of God. I heard that the Lord is my shepherd. I heard that I can stretch my hand unto the Lord, and He will hear my humble cry. I heard that I cannot preach the gospel except I be sent. I found out a long time ago that in order to be a man of God, to preach the Word of God, you got to be commissioned by God. When you look in Matthew, the Bible tells us this evening, if you love the Lord our God, God will make a way out of no way. God will do what we need Him to do. I heard my master say unto me that when I get ready to preach, that go ye therefore in all parts of the world, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. It is better to obey God rather than to listen to man. I heard that I cannot preach unless I've been sent. The Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that carry the good news. But I'm not worried about the feet. I'm worried about what comes out the mouth. What comes out of the mouth need to come up from your heart. Do you have the love of Jesus down in your heart? We heard a whole lot of good preaching, but I wonder, did we get the message? I wonder, do we know God for ourselves? If you want to hear what God said, you better learn to trust in the power of God. We heard a whole lot of preaching, but did we get the message? Well, if you want to go back with me, we asked the Lord, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" And the Bible said, through the manservant of God, He will, if you will, if you repent of your sin, God will revive you. I stopped by to tell somebody that you got to be like David. You got to trust the power of God. You got to declare war, and you got to tell the enemy, "I'm coming to take back all my stuff that the devil thought he took away from me. I'm going to declare war. I'm going to declare war, and I'm going to take everything back." I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus, and he stood there by the gate. He said, "I ain't too proud to beg. I'm going to beg for what God has in my life. I'm going to beg for what I need from God. I don't care about my neighbor. I don't care who's looking at me. But I'm not too proud to beg this morning, because I feel like every now and then I get in a tug of war. I want to go to the left. I want to go to the right. But I found out if I just hold on to the rope, everything going to be all right. For the Bible says, when I will do good, evil is always present. So when you do the best you know how to do, hang on to the rope. Don't let go of the rope. You better learn how to do exactly what the God said. You can't do it your way. You got to do it God's way. God said, go, prepare an offering, and kill your son. But the Lord will The Lord will provide himself a lamb. He'll give you what you need. You got to learn that when you see folk that are going through, when you see folk that are down and out, and when you realize that you want to find somebody to take care of that situation, you better learn how to be what you don't see. If you don't see the preacher, if you don't see the deacon, if you don't know the doctor, be a doctor yourself. Be a prayer warrior yourself. I want to know, you heard the preaching, but did you get the message? Well, I believe that the message is not about my brother, it's not about my sister, but it's all about me. I got to make a move. I got to keep on walking. I got to keep on trusting. I got to keep on tugging. I got to keep on praying. I got to keep on pressing. Pressing my way toward the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know whether you got your message, but I got my message that I got to do better than what I've been doing. I got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I got to love God with all of my heart. But the main thing is stay in the race. Don't give up. And don't give out. But hold on to God's unchanging hands. You heard plenty of preaching, but did you get the message? There's a whole lot more to it than just getting excited, getting the benediction and going home. But once you receive what thus said the Lord, then you try to take it and apply it to your life. You see, when you see yourself where you are, then you don't have a judgmental spirit. You don't have time to worry about your neighbor. But I got to get my house in order. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody want to get your house in order? Anybody want to hear him say, well done? Anybody hear their message? You heard the preaching this week, but did you get your message? You see, that message, it'll keep you. That message will deliver you. That message will encourage you to just keep on keeping on. That message will bring back your hope that all is not lost. You see, I wonder sometimes, are we really serving the same God? I do know that we are different, but yet in many ways we are the same. So I wonder why it is that we know where our strength comes from, but yet we still act like we all that. We act like nothing can't move me. Nothing can't change my way. But I want you to know that if you live long enough, those things that you denied on this side, when you get ready and you want them, you very well may not be able. So that's why Jesus said, work while it's day, for when night comes, no man is going to be able to work.